questions later.
All
right. Hey, yes. We're back.
Oh, it's been titties, just titties.
What? You're on. That's really, you couldn't dress up or anything for our premiere here, you know.
I am dressed up. I matched the curtain.
Oh, fuck. Good to see you got your good hair on. That's thanks, Felicia. Thank you for that.
I combed it and curled it just for the occasion.
Yeah, I see this. Okay, let's see if YouTube's going to catch up with us here. Come on, YouTube.
Well, welcome to season 3.
I know, my God. How long have we been gone now since...
Before Nationals.
Right, which was, what, July...
Something.
Like 22nd or something, 24th, 25th, 26th.
Something like that.
So, like, from the beginning of July, at least. Wow. That's a long time. Longer than that, I think. Why is YouTube... What is YouTube doing? Why?
I don't know, but your voice has gotten deeper since we last seen you.
Yeah, I know. My voice is, there we go. My voice is being difficult tonight, so bear with me. It's kind of, it's being awkward. It's being awkward.
It's
so,
being awkward, or you are
No,
awkward.
It's being awkward. Fuck you.
Let's get this gig started.
Don't come to me between 2 or 3, because I'm in the beauty shop, bitch.
No, for God's sake, just keep it on. Just keep it on.
Okay.
No.
I have to get back into the groove of things.
I know, it's so strange. It's like, we haven't been here for so long.
I was like, what?
I totally thought today was Tuesday all day, and I'm like, oh no, it's actually Wednesday. And I'm like, I have shit I have to do. Yeah.
And then I kept posting all day.
I posted too, damn it. Don't.
And then you confused me with...
It's West Side Story.
I know, I had to go back.
It's been a while. Look, you're close enough. You can actually see my fuzzies on my chin.
Oh, true story.
Look at that. I know, huh?
You have to color them to see them.
Well, yeah. I have fuzzies on my upper lip, too, but they're bright blonde, and you can't see them. They're the same color as my eyebrows, and I don't have makeup on my eyebrows. Yeah.
This is interesting.
This is the trials and tribulations of a transgender.
You should go
ginger.
Back and watch, like, when you started the moans. And watch yourself now. And see what you think.
Right. I know even with makeup, I've still got to look a little bit different. Like, because it's, you know, it's...
Oh, absolutely.
And you can't see it, but I told you that the hair on my arms is getting thicker. But it's blonde. You can't see it. It's it. Shut up. It's there.
That one
I know it's there.
To. Sorry.
I know it's there. I can see it. Never
so I want to welcome everyone back.
Some things never change, folks.
I'm sober. That's
Oh, here. Have your drink, please. Please have your drink.
So,
tell
people about your summer.
Oh, well... Let's see.
Tell them the positive thing that happened while you were gone for 3 weeks.
Oh, I got a new job.
Oh, God.
It's like, I don't know what you want me to talk about. I got a new job. It's actually a really, really awesome position at work. And I got a raise. Yay. Oh. This is a good thing. They sent me to Texas for 3 weeks. Everybody probably knows that if they have me on their Facebook at all. But that was an interesting experience, fucking staying in a... I got it backwards now. Staying in a hotel for 3 weeks with, mind you, my hotel room didn't have a microwave or a fridge, which I found odd, but whatever, you know, so.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's very, very, very strange. So I literally had to buy, like, a new meal every single meal, which, you know, and I'm like, I have no problem eating breakfast. Breakfast was included with the room. I made sure to get that, so I would mosey on down and... But after a while, you can only, like, eat the same thing for breakfast so many times before you're just like, eh.
3 or 4 times.
You know, I'm like,
80.
Right. For 3 weeks. Like, I'm like, okay.
The doorman starts knowing your name.
They all knew me. Every single one of them.
Somebody was in your room earlier.
Right.
Well,
right.
But, so with this nice voice I have going on here, I've decided that I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to get a...
voiceovers?
No. I'm going to get a job as one of those late night DJs. Here, I'll watch. So we're gonna do a little audience participation here. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna need everybody to just close their eyes, so you can't see me. Oh yes, this is happening.
And for those that listen later, I'm sorry.
This is happening. Where's the volume? Here? It's up all the way. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna be this. This is watch. Look, everybody listen. Everybody close their eyes and everybody listen. All right. So all right.
Not to throw
off. Can you not interrupt me here? Please. This is gonna be my new vocation, so I need to make sure that I got this right. Okay, so I don't know, Trey. Jesus Christ. Can't you see I'm busy? Give me a second. Okay. You're listening to The Quiet Storm. We're gonna play all your favorite old school R&B. So curl up on the couch with your favorite person.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
No. What, you don't think I can pass as a late night DJ? Whatever.
I'm going to go ahead and let you just...
no.
Living your imaginary world. And I'm going to pretend.
Why do you have to dash my dreams?
I didn't dash any dreams.
You're dashing them. You're dashing, dashing my
dreams. What's your son up to?
He wants to know where the chat option is.
It's at the bottom of the screen.
At the bottom of the screen.
You know what I thought to do earlier today?
You.
Write like a how to watch. Let's have a
you know, we totally need to do that. Can we include, like, screenshots?
Yeah.
That's
totally how I do it at work.
That's how I used to do it in my old job before I ditched it and got this better job.
Do, like, step-by-step.
Right, work instructions.
Sign in here.
Do objective. Here
to watch the show. What else did you do this summer? Nothing else?
Well, let's see.
Voice get deeper.
My voice got deeper. I am almost 4 months now into hormones, and I'm single.
Well, don't turn this into a back page.
No, I'm not. Oh, why? Man, I gotta get my kick somehow.
Oh,
all right.
My.
So I gotta put myself out there.
Is that how it is?
Is that not what I need to do? No.
Oh, they're lopsided. Nope, that's...
Welcome to... Oh.
Oh, now they're coming out.
Oh,
fighting.
Hang on. He says he's commenting and there's nothing for me. Please hold. My God, do we have to refresh? Probably. Very anxious, this... There, look, see?
Lies.
See?
Yes, my boobs are real.
Bullshit.
Real styrofoam.
There, see? Yes, Trey, we can see you. We can see you now.
Thank you
my
for
God.
Watching.
All we
I
have to do is
thank you for refresh.
And Bunny. Oh yeah, Bunny hasn't heard my voice since we.
Well, she watched like after like, cause she wasn't watching during cause she was busy.
Right, but she still hasn't heard my voice recently at all.
No.
So this is kind of a surprise for her.
It's
right
actually
now.
Deeper than mine, I think.
It might be. It might be. Like I said, it's a little awkward tonight. It's kind of... I'm turning into a man.
Depends on who you ask.
Touche. I know Missy me. I come in the door, and it took her about a second. She turned, and she looked at me, and then she went, oh, my God!
Who is that? don't pull on the dress.
It was.
You want to get up here and go.
You may want to pull on that dress. That dress is. Oh my God. Trey, quit your bitching.
Let's get to the comments.
Really? You're texting me. Do you not see that I'm busy? Do you know that I'm doing something right now? Can you not see that I'm doing something? You really gonna text me?
What are you doing?
He's texting me. Why is he texting me? Keep refreshing. Oh, for fuck's sake. Good Lord. So tell us about your summer.
Oh, did I have one?
I have no idea. I don't think you did.
Yes, I did.
Oh, look, there's Miss Sassy.
Miss Sassy.
And Bunny, she was supportive, sort of. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Oh, they're looking for the update.
They want the digs, and
we can't talk about the digs. Just
right. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that. So
I don't want ours to get taken off the air just because somebody gets a little
Why is he taking pictures of? I know that we're look. Why? Really try. Really check.
Has he never seen this?
I don't know if he ever has, actually. He might have once a long, long time ago. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Kid, get your kids.
There's a chat option. We can see you. You add your comment. It's the same thing. You add your comment. It's the chat. You add the comment.
Okay, so people that have never seen this before, if you're watching on YouTube, you just comment below, and we can see every time you comment.
It's like the old school, like forum chat type thing.
Yeah.
Where you kind of, you know, it's like an, you know.
Until we can afford something.
Something else. Better. That something that's a little more interactive. But
we're working.
You know, if you'd like to sponsor us so we could get something like that, then that would be wonderful.
$500.
But, Jesus Christ. Oh, look, Scotty joined us. Hi, Scotty.
And I think that you can. I think he's on a mobile device. I think you can join via mobile device.
Oh, I think you can, yes. Yes, so, that would be wonderful.
My summer, the whole reason, like, I was like, I'm ready to end the season is because I was getting ready for Entertainer of the Year Nationals, and that was exciting, and I want to go back.
I posted your video all over the place as soon as I saw it. I was like, oh, my God, look at Felicia.
It was a little nerve-wracking at first.
I think you did awesome. I did. I thought you did fantastic.
But you know the self-critical me was there.
Well, of course. And, I mean, we're always our own worst critics. That's the way that works.
Excuse me. I had a great time.
You opened your mouth and said words. That was always a plus.
Oh yes. And yeah. That was always a constant reminder. Like, when I felt tired, I was like,
move
keep going.
Keep moving your mouth. Keep moving your mouth. Don't stop.
Especially during presentation. I'm like,
just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. I had
a great time.
And I think you should absolutely go back.
And this time,
fucking bring me.
Let's start raising money now so that this doesn't become a problem later.
Right, hello?
Promoters were great. Other people's promoters were great. Other girls were great. There were a few people that had a little bit of indifference.
I'm fine, we're good.
As in, they didn't handle the pageant as well as they could have. And, I know some people are watching just because they want to know. But, I'm on good terms with this person, I think, but I would say the next time somebody that has never been to a national pageant, A, needs to learn to listen, and B, not be so frustrated.
It can be frustrating,
being
but
frustrated
there's
does not constitute for being rude.
No.
Or
there's
selfish.
There's no excuse for being a dick.
Selfishness
is what it boils down to.
Has no excuse.
No.
When you make other people feel like like they're in the wrong when you're the one that's doing wrong. You're not even here.
I got the shiny. I got distracted. I'm listening, I promise.
But that's my tea, Anna. I thought it was amazing. I would do it all over again.
And I think you should. I do, I absolutely think you should. I think that you should compete again.
If anybody wants to sponsor me for a gown.
She did awesome, guys. Like, I'm serious. I posted the video.
Eighth place in gown.
That's fantastic. Eighth place in gown? You made top 10 in gown?
Well, I didn't make top 10.
Well, in gown, in terms of that's fucking, that's phenomenal.
Considering, I felt like I was, like, rush down the stairs.
I honestly think you did great. For considering the Scotty, I'm not doing the fucking ice bucket challenge. Do you not know my do you want me to go off on this?
Oh, God.
Do you want me to go off on this? Because I absolutely will. I don't think you want me to. So let's not get started. I'm not doing the ice bucket challenge.
Why?
Period.
Just kidding. I already know the answer. Mm-hmm. I already know the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thanks to everyone that came out to our premiere party at Stone.
Oh my God. So let me tell you about this. This is fun. So. God bless Zone. So we're hanging out at Zone, right? And it's Felicia and I and this bartender who.
It was a good time.
It was.
Let me give that as a disclaimer. It was a good time.
Yes. No. I was giving her shit because every time somebody came in the bar, every time the only thing she'd ask them was, "Do you like lemonade?" Because it seemed like the only thing she knew how to make. She handed me this drink. I said, "Make me something sweet and fruity where I can't taste the alcohol." She hands me lemonade.
Still try.
Yes. Can you refresh the comments, please? He's having a conniption fit. She hands me a lemonade with Honey Jack in it, okay? Now, people that
Not
know
just
me...
just Jack.
No, Honey Jack. I don't drink much, ever. Like, seriously, ever. Like really, ever. So...
I have to go close the door again. Babe, come close the door.
He's giggling. So... You know, that was a running joke all night with the anytime anybody came in, it was you know, do you like lemonade? It doesn't matter what you ordered because this is what you're gonna get. You know, you order a scotch and soda, you're gonna get a lemonade with the Honey Jack in it. But so I had a couple of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Felicia had a few more than me, and all the fabulous movie bears were there, and Dee showed up.
Official sponsors.
They are our official sponsors, and Dee showed up, and we're sitting there, and we're all drinking, and we're having a good time. Movie bears are like, hey, let's go to Stacy's. All right, let's go to Stacy's. Now, okay.
I was one that did not disagree with this option, which he is about to explain to you.
Okay, first of all, me having no sense of direction, I've never been to Stacy's on Melrose. I don't know where it is. I didn't know that it was what used to be E-Lounge. Okay, if anybody had said, oh, it's the old E-Lounge.
Until we got there,
like, somebody said something, and I was like,
no, I was
oh,
like,
no,
remember
really
Thursdays
sense.
Here? And you're like,
no, I don't fucking remember anything. I was like, you know, fucking Thursdays. It closed before I moved up to Phoenix. I was
only
at the lounge twice. Anyway, so here we are. We're coming out of Zone, and we've got three big, burly movie bears.
What's
and,
up, Kobe Hayes?
And myself and Felicia and Dee, right? And was it Josh's truck?
Yeah.
All right, so... Josh has this nice spanking new Hummer. It's black and it's sexy. And we're all piling in. We're all piling into this Hummer, right? And you would think it's a Hummer. We got plenty of room, right? Yeah. So we got Josh driving. Who was riding shotgun?
His husband,
and then
Nathan.
And then Nathan in the middle of the back seat, me on one side, Felicia on the other side, and I'm sitting here like this. Okay,
I was quite comfortable.
Well, I'm glad you were comfortable, because I wasn't fucking comfortable. And then we put D in the trunk, okay? So, D's in the trunk, I'm squished in the back seat, Felicia's fine and dandy, Nathan seems to be fine, everybody's good. It's like a fucking clown car. So, it's a Hummer! Maybe I'm a size queen, maybe I have unrealistic expectations when it comes to size, you know. That's when guys tell you they're average, and you know what I mean. So maybe I have unrealistic expectations.
So you heard Hummer and you thought, oh, all of us could fit in the front row.
Right, essentially. So I just must have unrealistic expectations when it comes to size. This could prove problematic in the future,
oh,
I'm just saying. Anyway... So we squeeze into this Hummer and we drive over to Stacy's. It was literally
how far?
Two doors down. It wasn't a block. It wasn't even half a block. It was a driveway. It was a driveway.
Well, you have a liquor store that has a driveway.
It was a driveway. It was
past that one.
It was a driveway. It was a fucking driveway. So we clown car into this Hummer
and drive
to safety. Like, it was literally, we pulled out of the parking lot and then had to turn back into Stacy's parking lot. Like, I was like, are we there? I thought we were stopping somewhere either to do, we're there.
We were there. Quite the crowd.
Oh my God. So we get into Stacy's and this fabulous, what was his name? I just met him.
Diamond?
No. The little guy whose birthday it was.
Fuck. He's going to kill me.
I'd only just met him, so I don't remember his name. I'm awful. But anyway, there's a whole bunch of other, like, there's big, handsome bears and big, burly men and all sorts of stuff. So we're sitting there, and everybody's drinking. It's fabulous. And there was this, like, it was a bachelorette party or something.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah. Bachelorette party going on.
Oh,
for,
I forgot all about this.
Like, but the guests were all, I don't know.
In their 50s?
40, 50-year-old white women.
Yeah.
And one black woman.
They had a black man.
Oh, did they have a black man? Oh, they had a black man, too. Look at that. Now, the bride-to-be was absolutely fabulous. She was wearing this sort of white tennis ensemble with black fucking, like, flats.
She didn't know. She didn't know better.
So, they're there, and the DJ is playing 80s music. He's playing Cyndi Lauper and Madonna and shit. And they're all out there doing their little white girl, white lady dance. This too, yes, a lot of this. This was good. And then they played Whitney Houston.
Oh, God.
They played Whitney Houston. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch right here, okay, wearing her tore up Whitney wig that's like flat and crazy on one side and all.
I wore it just like Whitney.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like she passed out in a gutter somewhere and woke up just to come out with us. And she gets out there. She's like, oh, no. So she goes out on the dance floor. She's doing her whole thing. And all the women are like, oh, my God, let me take a selfie. Oh, my God, let me take a selfie.
And
Will you have my friend take you? Fucking drunk as they
didn't even tip me.
They didn't. I know. What the hell? But my favorite part was when they started playing, like, the sexy time music. And these women, I have to get up and show them what they were doing. I have to.
Go ahead.
I have to. This has to be a demonstration because...
Move your chair.
I can't describe it without showing you. Okay, so...
Are you gonna do the full out?
No, not... Okay, so... All right. Picture it, all right? I'm a 40-something, 50-something white woman.
Can you pick a song?
You can if you want. What do you got? Give me something sort of six of time, something that what were, I don't even remember what they were playing.
Let's do this one because they got all excited when.
Yeah, but it wasn't the sexy time. I want to show them what they were doing for sexy time music.
What is that? Sex and hell.
Oh, Jesus. give me something sexy, sexy time. Give me some sexy time music, and I want to show them what they were doing. So
let's see.
Throw some Usher on there or something.
Okay.
Something, because okay, these women, they thought, I don't know how many drinks they'd had at this point. I don't know. They thought they were getting down and dirty. Okay, so this is. What the fuck? Can you give me something? What is this? Can you...
No, you want to speed it up?
Too slow. Oh my God. Never mind. Just stop the music. Okay. So, they're out there and it's this.
But they were doing the whole little...
This, you got something going on over here, and then they get down low,
kind of squatting,
but not too far, because they might break a hip.
Yeah, they were kind of like,
not too far, they make it kind of down here a little bit, and then they come over here and they go,
oh, and then they do it against each other's arms. This is good. Oh, my God, I can't. I can't believe we're doing this.
Oh, my God.
So, basically, toward the end of the night, all we did was make fun of people. Because it was fun.
It was
quite
necessary. It was necessary. But oh my god. But it was a very funny name. It was yeah.
Interesting.
It was a
to watch people.
Oh, and then there were the two gays that were standing right by us, and they were this is bad. The two little gay boys that had no rhythm, the poor things. I wanted to help them or hug them or something. It was so sad.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help them.
I know. I almost couldn't help them. Where am I?
This is my house, and this is the third season of Let's Have a Fifi.
Thank you.
Are you gonna do a tip today?
Yeah, I've got a tip. I have a tip. If you guys missed my tips, I'm sure that everybody's sex life has suffered immensely without my tips. And I feel terrible that people have had sexless summers and have been stuck sitting there with no idea what the... that's not what I wanted to do. I'm okay. I was trying to pull my shirt down and I grabbed my tie.
Have you been drinking?
not yet. All right, so you're gonna come with me. I'm Missy Girl.
Dance like a white linen. Oh wait, it's a little slower than that.
Oh my god, we're having so much fun.
Oh my god. Oh, no, they
were. Why weren't there more pics of the men and young girls? The fuck are you talking about, Trey?
Huh?
What is he talking about? Why weren't there more pics of the men and young girls?
What?
I don't know. Maybe he's drinking. Does he know what show he's watching? Is he distracted?
Is he watching Three's Company again?
Yeah, I'm doing something. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. And I have a tip. Aren't you excited? I'm excited. I'm thrilled.
Your tie matches the... I love this tie. I'm just like lost in the...
I know. I'm blingy.
Let's not get too lost.
Okay. So, The biggest complaint I've noticed, and this is from a lot of women, not Scotty. There are. Can I close the? Scotty, close the door. God's sake, please, thank you. Ask me if I can close the door, like, cause
I was trying to ask him to close the door before he walked away.
Doing anything here? That's fine. All right, so. People's, you know, or I should say women's biggest complaint is that their partners or significant others or sex partners or fuck buddies or whoever it is. This is geared towards women, yes.
Okay.
People don't really know how to, shall we say, go down on someone. I'll go down on a woman properly. Oh. It's not just a matter of. You can't just dive in there and take a fork and a knife. There's more to it than that, folks.
Why?
There's more to it than that. And this is a good tip for anybody that is involved. Not this, and this isn't just
the use for other areas of the
Well, listen to the tips and what they suggested, see if they could be applied, because some of them I'm sure could, some of them just might be a little odd. Like, okay, women are emotional creatures, right? So you don't want to just dive in there. You want to seduce her, you know? Tell her she's pretty, tell her she's beautiful, and mean it. Don't just be like, hey.
Oh, damn it. I can't just do it for one night?
You know, I'd be like, hey, you're hot. Like, it doesn't... You gotta have a little more in there, folks. Just a little more.
That our dance moves were
sad. I promise.
Okay, I'm offended. Those were the best dance moves.
Right? That's all I got.
Wait until she sees hip hop.
Oh. We're gonna bring it. We're gonna bring it. Because we point and we're hip hop. Anyway.
What did she do?
She did like something like this. She said something like this, but it's all about your posture. It's your posture. The more relaxed you are, the more hip-hop it is. And I can do this, but it's not this. This makes it hip-hop.
Nobody has a clue what you're talking about.
That's fine.
Keep going.
Right, so anyway, yes, tell her that she's beautiful. Tell her, and mean it. Don't just talk. Like, you know, tell her you like her body. Tell her you, you know, appreciate her.
Observe. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. This one I'm gonna give you verbatim because I can't say this with a straight face. Stop and appreciate her unique flower. So that, I mean, technically I guess
that does not say that.
Gonna make a bet. Stop and appreciate her unique flower. Now,
what garden is this from?
Well, the secret one, apparently. I can't say half of this. Like, this is, yeah.
Our audience is 18 and older.
But here's the thing: is that you like, and I understand what she's saying is you need to give it a second. Like, look at it, enjoy it. Like, there's more to it than people tend to dive in and go straight for one part. It's like
there's different areas, like you're saying.
Look at it, appreciate it, touch it, enjoy it before you, you know. There's every woman's stuff is unique. I can't even say it. Okay. So, all right, this one I'm not sure about.
Let me read it.
If someone was to do this to me, I'd probably think they were really, really drunk. Number three.
Okay. Women are talk to her, beautiful pussy.
Yeah, that's why I can't say things like that.
Wow.
It says, you know, women are a good deal more verbal than men, especially during lovemaking. And yes, this is true. Women
uh-huh.
like talking, and they want to know, they want to be talked to, and that.
Oh, see, she wants to be talked to.
They want to be talked to, and they like to talk. They like to express, oh, yes, that's good right there, don't stop, that kind of thing, you know. So,
you know,
this, you know, suggests that you should talk to it.
Talk to the pussy itself?
Or talk to her about it, tell her how pretty it is, I don't... I'm sure that many, many women would enjoy that. That doesn't surprise
it?
Me. I don't talk at it. That'd be a little awkward.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't necessarily talk, but it goes online with the appreciating. You know, tell her that it's pretty. Tell her that it tastes good. How about that? Something. Don't stay silent. Is
so okay. In a world, could a gay man do that to a gay man?
I think so.
Say,
oh, is
futile.
I think that could absolutely apply to.
I'm gonna have to do some talking later.
Mm-hmm. I needed that visual. Okay, now this one, this is you have to remember that there's more to a woman's vagina than the clitoris. There's all sorts of other areas.
It's mm-hmm. difficult.
You want to pay attention to it's a little complicated.
Needs a map.
oh look, Brandy Dove. Who else is on? Jake is on with us.
All the old school favorites.
Right, and Kobe Hayes. Look at that, all sorts of stuff. So
the Garden of Eden.
The Garden of Eden.
One thing that you need to know
Eden,
is
Eaten.
Gross.
Eaten. No.
One thing you need to know is that it does lag just a little bit. And then it, like, refreshes by itself.
Yeah, it takes us minutes.
I'm sorry that we don't have something
sufficient. So, you know, don't just dive in and head straight for the clitoris. You want to pay attention to all the other parts of it. There's the labia majora, there's a labia minora, there's
too many people
everything.
Involved.
Like, you pay attention to everything. Like, everything loves to be sucked on. Everything loves to be licked. Slight teeth, even. Done right. I don't mean chop down on the woman's clit, okay? But just trust me. Trust me.
Trust I'm going to trust you because trust I'm not going to ever.
Yeah. I can tell you.
Buddy thinks that unique flower is hilarious.
Silent beard. okay, whenever you touch it, make sure that your finger is wet.
Yeah, just go right in there?
Yeah. Even on the outside, like, the friction can sometimes be too much, but then it can also happen where it gets too wet. I know how that goes. But you don't want it. Yeah, you don't just poke it. You can't just fucking poke it. You can't just fuck it. Don't just...
And
no.
Swear to God, don't do this.
Oh, no. And don't spit on it either. Don't just... No. No.
Oof.
No, don't do that.
Just because they do it
but,
in porn.
But there's ways you can lick your finger and not make it look, you know,
dirty,
gross and stupid. You know, but just you know, you don't even have to do that. You can use her own wetness to moisten your finger. Because hopefully what you're doing is exciting her, so she should be excited, so therefore she should be moist.
Well, she paid her $300 and she's just...
Yeah, well, then just bang her and be done with it. Unless she'd like... No, I'm just kidding. They liked it. I'm sure they would...
I'm sure they
would love to have somebody take their time and not just fuck them and be done with them. Anyway, so... tease her. Do it slowly. Like, there's all sorts of things. Man, I wish I could give some people a hands-on. There's a...
A hands-on?
Like, not just a... I
do we need to get a diagram of vagina?
I should just go to, like, Fascinations and get one of the giant, like, fleshy ones that guys can use as, like, a... Because it's, like, anatomically
the flesh.
Correct. Not just a flat fleshlight, but it actually looks like a whole, like, almost this section of the...
What now?
It's okay. I should get something like that, though, and then give demonstrations so that people can see. But here's the problem, though. If I did that, I'd have people knocking on my door constantly and be like, hey, what you doing? And it gets really awkward, you know? And
right, because they don't make appointments?
Well, no, because there's that, you know? I mean, I have to make sure that I have time and I can fit you in. I can fit myself in. Hey! I'm just kidding. But no, take it slow, you know, tease her, use fingers, use lips. Don't necessarily go straight for the look, I'm going to jab my fingers inside you and go to town.
And that goes for the
don't just, you know, slam either your fingers or your mouth on her clitoris either. Like, just, you know, this is...
Or any toys.
Right.
That is a huge paragraph. Tongue fuck her.
Yeah. Which essentially it means use your tongue in place of your fingers. Which, depending on the tongue, that's easier for some than for others. Some people can't do that. If you have an sort of an ample enough tongue, by all means do it, because it does feel good. I can
people just feel like they're just...
And then there's the ones with little short tiny tongues and it doesn't really work so well, so don't do it. Right, yeah, don't do that.
You're like, what?
Yeah. Missy, where are you going?
She almost fell.
Okay, and this one, can you read that? I'll elaborate.
You want me to read it?
Just the
finger fuck her with two fingers.
Fingers.
I'm ineligible right now because I have jewels on my fingers.
Oh, no. Two fingers, ladies and gentlemen, unless it's either uncomfortable or they request not. But generally, two fingers is going to be...
What about three?
Three is possible, but start with...
Porn.
I'd say generally start with two.
Are those the experienced girls where you see it like this?
Well, not necessarily experience. As things get more worked up, you can... Have we talked about fisting?
Not for women.
Oh.
I think we talked about it for men.
Oh, I may have to talk about fisting. But, you know, two is a good... You know, it's not too big, it's not too much, it's not too little. A lot of times you just have one finger... It's kind of awkward, and there's not really a whole lot going on, and it's like, meh, you know, just...
Thanks for letting us know, Jake.
She's having the semi-annual. Yes, I know. I used to work there. So, yeah, go with two fingers again, unless specifically asked otherwise. If someone says no more, then you shove three or four or fist, whatever it is that they want in there. Oh, Scotty, why? Scotty, why?
Oh, God, do people think a woman's unique flower is a pop for...
Everybody's going to keep calling it unique flower now for...
I'm glad. Like it's a rush to
cram things in there. Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a race to get to the bath.
Yep. Because it's, you know, it's all about that end, you know.
And Jake, I'm sure being poked on Facebook is kind of different. I don't know. Do you feel things when you get poked on Facebook?
The fuck are you talking about? Oh. I'm like, I personally have, I...
You can feel it?
No, I'm not a fan of the poking on Facebook because I just, Facebook, I can't, that's just awkward. Okay, so another one is get to know her orgasmic symptoms to become even better.
Symptoms? I don't like that word.
I know, I don't like that word either. But, in other words, get to know, get to recognize when she's about to climax, because there's all sorts of different things that you can do. You can enhance it, you can do more. If you're really handy, you can use one hand down here and one hand up here and the nipples, and there's all sorts of stuff, plus the mouth and the hand and all sorts of... Oh, I can't give away too many of my secrets, never mind. Oh, but once you recognize...
Oh my God, what's going on?
Like, once you recognize, you know, when she's about to climax, then you can learn, oh, okay, when that's happening, this is what happens to her body, so oh, this, and this I can do to help enhance it and give her a mind-blowing fucking orgasm.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Okay, this I'm not entirely in agreement with. This will vary from woman to woman. It says, don't let go of her clit when she starts to orgasm.
But that's for the multi.
Well, yes, but it can also be almost too sensitive. So if you're there and she starts to orgasm, and if you sort of start to back away and she grabs her head, don't move. Just stay right there. But after the orgasm, let go. Let go. Because 9 times out of 10, it will be too sensitive for you to stay right there.
After I orgasm, I'm very ticklish.
It's sensitive, and it's for a woman's clitoris. It's not necessarily ticklish. It's almost painful. Like it's because the nerve endings are everything is like is
raging
is,
at that point.
It is, and everything is so close to the surface that it's like if you. It's like if almost if you have like a raw spot like on your arm or something, and you touch it and it hurts, and it's like you know you could
learning a lot about these women.
I'm just saying, you know, just yeah. Oh, and there's also don't be afraid to. I mean, obviously, I would probably check first on this because a lot of women are a little iffy on it, but feel free to experiment around the backdoor area, because...
Didn't I mention that earlier?
Yes. But, yeah, because it's...
For some women, it's just, like, a little tickle.
Right, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily recommend, you know, shoving...
Some people are, like...
Yeah, don't shove your whole hand in there. Don't even shove an entire finger in there unless somebody tells you otherwise.
Give it a little tickle.
Exactly. But it can, you know... And once she has her orgasm, doesn't mean you... to have to stop everything completely.
Like, what do you do then?
You can keep going.
Wow,
you
for ice cream? Smoke a cigarette?
I would like the ice cream, actually, yes. You don't have don't just, you know, don't just pull out and be like, oh, God, that was great. Like, keep going.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
So, in the world of lesbianism, is there one that's doing the primary... My word, though.
Is there
one receiving?
Is there a top and a bottom?
No. I already know not to answer. That's the question. Or do you go back and forth?
It depends on the couple. With my experience, you try to make it as much give and take as you can, but there comes a point when someone needs to step back. And
somebody's gonna orgasm first,
right? So when it all depends on how things unfold. So it's gonna be, you know, you're gonna be doing whatever it is you're doing. You're either kissing, you're hugging, you're making out, you're doing, you know, heavy petting, that kind of thing. And then you'll know, like it'll
just happen,
right? You'll know between the two of you when one person's like, oh my God, I can't keep doing what I'm doing, and it's like, okay, well you just relax, and we'll do this. And again, it depends on the couple when after that, if you're going to switch again and let, you know what I mean? It all depends. Yeah. It's all about, right.
Like, the man.
Because there's, like, well, because there's sometimes when, you know, especially if you have a earth-shattering orgasm, that you're not moving after that. You are flat on your back, and you're like, oh my God, you try to move, and your legs are shaking.
Well, don't give away too many secrets.
Oh, I'm not giving away all my secrets. Just saying. But there's
we'll just post his back page ad on our Facebook page. You see that sucker? You go ahead and click on it.
Yeah. So, but there's my tip. I hope that you know. And a lot of that can be applied to men as well. So just use your imagination.
Well, what I was gonna say is that, well, in our case, there's one that is the top.
Right.
We can use those words because that's vernacular.
Well, a lot of times there's a top and a bottom in a lesbian relationship too.
But
just don't ask who's the man.
No. But one would, if one did not reach orgasm, one would finish themselves off. Or with the help of the other. If they did not orgasm.
Right, yeah, no, I get you. I can only speak from my own experiences, mm-hmm. and generally it's very little let me finish myself off. It's generally...
No, I know, whoa.
No. I mean, like, if one person's done and the other person didn't finish,
yes.
There's still, like, it's give me a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, but again, it depends on the partner. If the partner's like, no, I'm just as good as you are, because it is possible for women to orgasm without having penetration and without, it's a lot of it's up here.
Sorry, guys. No.
No, guys, not so much.
Try to have the feeling. I don't have any weird news, but I did want to talk about one thing while we were gone. Before we get into our last segment, we're going to talk about this probably for like 5 minutes. But I wanted to talk about maybe two things while we were gone. First thing, blew up overnight, it seems, that Michael Brown...
Oh, God, I was in Texas watching all this shit go down.
My hair is on my face, but I can't see it. Anyway, Michael Brown, Bullock. I don't really, I have a hard time digesting all of this, because I'm sometimes in a world where I think that I want racism to stop existing. But I know it won't ever.
Right.
Unless somebody comes down and swoops us and slaps us in the back of the head and says, wake the fuck up, you're doing this all wrong. But they started rioting right after this had happened.
Right. They went out to peacefully protest, and then the cops got all crazy.
And is that started, how it happened?
There was, it was...
I've heard, like, two different stories.
From what I could see, and this is from catching... Because I watched the news every morning when I was in Texas, because mm-hmm. I had TV, so it was background noise while I was
nice
getting
for you.
And the news was fucking depressing. I didn't want to watch it. It was like... It's awful. But from what I understand, when they went out to protest, the cops showed up in like military gear and were macing people and were tasering people and were hosing people.
So they were peaceful.
And were attacking the press. They attacked the press, they broke cameras, it was bad. And it was at that point when I believe the governor basically declared martial law. But then what happened after that is every time they'd go out, there was a curfew imposed and all sorts of stuff, and people would still be going out
during that time,
and most of the people were peaceful. Mm-hmm. It was a sit-in. It was, you know, they were just... But there were a handful of people...
I watched one night online. I think it was Mashable.com. They were set up on the corner where they had I guess, allowed for media to be, and it said if you're not, they kept screaming in the street, if you are not licensed media or something like that, you need to go, or you will be arrested or something like that. And I was thinking, what are we? Are we in the 60s?
No, that's exactly what it looked like. All the pictures, there were pictures that were being taken.
Like that one that guy that was walking down the street, he had groceries in one hand, and he had like a polar pop in one hand, and the police are aiming a gun right at him.
Absolutely. There was, I think one of the state representatives actually was, he and another representative, I think, were there, and I think they were standing in front of a store, and they were watching what was going on. I just read this today. And fucking cop came out with fucking mace.
And sprayed the representative.
They were going to, and they were like, whoa, whoa. Are you going to mace me? I'm standing here. Told them who they were, and the cop was like, oh, sorry. I'm like, are you...
There was no reason. See?
No, there was no reason. But the problem is now is that there's a handful of people that have decided that it would be a really good idea to start fucking looting, which...
Like stealing.
When you start looting and you start breaking into businesses, I'm sorry, you're breaking the law.
You should be arrested.
You're stupid. You've just ruined it for everybody else, and you're going to get arrested. There's a good chance you may get shot, and...
On your own accord.
You know... With this whole thing, I don't know that we're ever going to find out exactly what happened. There is so much now that is...
Well, I guess he had robbed the store, but he was unarmed.
Right,
but
he robbed the store. He had...
What, did he take blunts or something?
Cigars.
And,
well, you know, cigars will kill you, so he's going to throw the cigars at the officer. Like, here's what I don't understand.
And he didn't have any drugs in his system?
There was no drugs. He wasn't armed. There was nothing. It was, you know, I guess he started to run. There are different accounts, but apparently he started to run, then turned around and was like, I'm unarmed. Pow, 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 pow. Here's what I don't understand. Okay. This has been happening now. This has happened numerous times with cops shooting unarmed
individuals,
particularly black individuals. Now, here's what I don't understand. Okay. They say that if somebody has a knife that... and they're 20 yards away, that they can still get to you before you draw your pistol. Okay, I get it. So you go up if you
know,
so you know somebody is armed. I understand that, okay? So you go out with your guns drawn. What the fuck ever happened to shooting him in the fucking kneecap? Shooting him in the arm? Why are they shooting to kill automatically? That's the first thing they do is they shoot to fucking kill. Shoot him in the legs. They're not going to go anywhere. If officers are trained properly, they should be able to aim and not just shoot blindly. If you have a guy standing there brandishing a weapon, shoot him in his fucking weapon arm.
Shoot
him in his hand.
Try to shoot the weapon out of his hand.
You know, shoot him in the hand, shoot him in the arm, shoot him in the leg, bring him down. You don't have to fucking kill him. That's where everybody goes, is look, I'm going to shoot until you're dead. Bam, mm-hmm. bam, 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 bam. It's like, come on.
Well, and then I posted... on Facebook a couple weeks ago, is racism still alive? A lot of people commented that it's not as bad as it used to be. Amen. Like we're not walking in the streets and sitting in the back of the bus or anything like that. But I've talked to a couple of people online and even in person, and there's some people here in Arizona that feel like there is no progression. They feel like, I want to say, the way they put it was like the enemy of the state.
That's essentially what it boils down to. And there's, you're not forced to sit on the back of the bus, but it's not really changed all that much. Like, there's still people that will, you know, give...
You know,
black people, you know, sidelong looks. Oh, you're black, you must be a criminal. If you watch people on a bus or even standing in a grocery line or anything, if they have a black person that comes up beside them or next to them or behind them, people instinctively, like, check to make sure their wallet is still in their pocket. Mm-hmm. Women clutch their purses closer. And I'm like, are you serious?
Like, elevator. It's the best.
Oh, God. Get in an elevator with a black person and it's like, whoosh. Everybody just kind of...
Force field.
But it just gets.
I mean, not that some people are like, oh my god, I love Blunt. I'm married to a white man. But my husband will even tell you that he's noticed, like, a couple times when people are, like, just.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
And you're like, did I do something?
Because you're gay, too.
I am being. You won't believe, like, how many people, like, look at my hands and then they're, like, freaked out. They're like.
Right. Now I'm like, you're a criminal with nails.
I'm like, yes, because I'm going to grab my AK-47 right. And shoot you while my nails are well manicured.
You probably have a pink Uzi.
Shh. This was a town.
Yeah.
But that was one thing. Another thing that saddened me was that Robin Williams apparently
that
committed suicide.
Depressed me. Did you read the coroner's report?
No.
He hung himself. Yeah. Awful.
I will say that depression.
Thank you, Amanda.
Aw, we'll see you later. Thanks for watching. But I will say that depression is real. And for those people that said that he was selfish to kill himself, he did not do it in a manner where he wrote a note. He did not do it in a way where he played victim. He did it in a way that he... In a way you can tell it was...
Right. It was too much for him.
It was all in here.
Yeah.
It was nothing like, oh, dear Freddy, I feel like you hate me, and
it was
I must die.
He wasn't just depressed, he was also bipolar.
Correct.
And everybody always, you always see people joking or making cracks about bipolar, and I don't deal with bipolar bitches, and blah, 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 blah. Bipolar is awful.
Far the worst.
It's awful, and it affects everybody around you, and it's no fun for the person going through it, and it's no fun for the people going through it. Around them. As someone who has battled depression for years, when I start slipping, it's
like a dungeon.
So hard to pull myself up. Like, I will fake it if I have to, but it gets to the point where it's almost impossible to fake it. Like, and it drags me down, and it's hard to concentrate at work, and I kind of flit around, and I don't sleep, I don't eat, like, it
takes over your body, doesn't it?
Yeah, it hurts. It physically hurts. Depression is awful. Like, you can't just tell people, well, you'll be fine, get over it, you know, and I'm like, it doesn't work that way. It really doesn't. I wish it did. Bunny said you have a pink Hello Kitty gun. Did you know that Hello Kitty is not a kitty?
Oh, that's what we were supposed to talk about. We're going to go over because we haven't talked in so long. But finish what you were talking about, and then we'll go into that.
Yeah, so, Robin Williams, that depressed the fuck out of me. That.
And his children contest that he was a good dad and that he always put them before him.
And
he finished all his movies before.
Yeah. He had just signed on to do a sequel to Mrs. Doubtfire, though. I'm really sad about that. I'm really, really sad about that. But out of all the celebrities that we've lost recently...
I was totally shocked.
That broke my heart. Like, everybody, like... We're losing icons, but most of them are older. You know, Lauren Bacall was, in her 80s or 90s. You know, Mickey Rooney was about 200. Like... yes, we're losing icons, but they had a long, long, long life.
Just a quick question. Do you think that the upcoming generations are going to have icons? Because there have been such strong icons, like for different things, like Whitney Houston died.
Right.
And
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, you think... When you think of those people, like you think of Elvis, you think
I can't
iconic.
I can't honestly think of anybody
in the
now,
upcoming
like,
generation that
even
would...
and don't for God's sakes please don't say Beyonce. Like
I'm not.
Like there's really nobody. I'm like there. Oh, Missy, where are you?
She was slowly working her way to
you. Going? Where are you going? I can't think of anybody that I would put in icon status right now. Like, not
that Beyonce couldn't be, but
not to the level of.
But not to the
Lauren
point of
Bacall. Not to the level of Robin Williams.
When I think of icons, I think of like pioneers in the field in which they're in.
Yes.
Like, yeah. They totally just, they say, oh, this is acting? This is what I think it is.
Right. Or,
and
you know,
they take
classic,
it.
Classic beauties, classic,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of anybody like that even now. I'm sorry. That's awful, but.
Well,
I
can think of one.
Ooh.
But she's not really an icon.
Ooh.
I was going to say Dita Von Teese.
She's not really an icon. She's borrowed.
Other icons have, too.
Right, but. You know what I mean? Like, she's... I don't know that I would necessarily call her an icon. She's... Yeah.
What's up with this? This is not the Babysitter's Club.
Apparently, he seems to think it is. This one's on my lap. He wants to be in that.
Oh,
but, yeah, no.
We're going to talk about Hello Kitty. And
yes.
We're going to do our last segment.
So, I don't know if you guys saw today that Hello Kitty... So this apparently there was this journalist who was, my foot is falling asleep. There was this journalist who was at this conference, I believe, somewhere. It was a Sanrio conference, and it had all the, you know, the different Sanrio characters, Hello Kitty, Bats Margaret, all that stuff. And
little duck character.
Yeah. And she was tweeting from this conference something about Hello Kitty and called her a cat. And apparently all the bigwigs at Sanrio saw this tweet and they were like, whoa, 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 whoa. She's not a cat.
What is she?
She's a human. She's a British, like, schoolgirl. She's a British schoolgirl, like a British, she's a British human, a British little girl who has her own cat. And I believe she has what's her backstory? She has a backstory and everything, and I'm like, y'all are crazy. But yeah.
She looks like a cat.
No. No, no, no. No, no. Hello Kitty is a little British girl. Her name is Something White.
Then why do they call her Hello Kitty instead of Something White?
Fucking no, I don't know.
That's so dumb.
I'll see if I can find it.
Oh my gosh. So that leads me to start my segment. We're going to start a new segment, and if you want to contribute, I would appreciate it if you, like, maybe... send me a message on Facebook, send Freddie a message on Facebook, or post them on our Let's Have a Fifi page on facebook.com/Let's Have a Fifi. And we'll say them. Doesn't mean that I'll agree with them. Maybe I'll say the ones I agree with. Let's say that.
Mm.
Yeah, because some people are just a little bit out there, and I can't be repeating some of the stuff y'all put. But we're calling this new segment, it's called By Felicia. And the reason why I'm starting this is because I thought people keep saying it to me just out of, you know, what have you. They think it's funny and cute. But I am thinking that...
Okay, here, let me read this real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. The startling truth was uncovered by anthropologist Hello Kitty scholar Christine R. Yano, who has studied the phenomenon surrounding the minimalist meower for years. Yano was, of course, the ideal person to help curate Los Angeles' upcoming Hello Kitty retrospective, the Japanese American National Museum. Blah, blah, blah. After, you know, she tweeted, she said, I was corrected very firmly, Yano said. That's one correction Sanrio made for my script for the show. Hello Kitty is not a cat. She's a cartoon character. She is a little girl. She is a friend, but she is not a cat. She's never depicted on all fours. She walks and sits like a two-legged creature. She does have a pet cat of her own, however. It's called Charmy Kitty. The mind-boggling information bombs don't stop there. Yano's dig deep.
So is Kitty like her last name?
Deep dig revealed other little-known facts about this famous feline. Hello Kitty was created with a life story. Her full name is Kitty White. She's a Scorpio who adores apple pie. She has a twin sister. She's a perpetual third grader. She lives outside of London. Like...
Look at my face right now.
Yeah.
I guess it's up to whoever created this
character.
They get whatever they want.
So we've been duped by a strange dead-eyed child who has been a kitty only by name for 4 decades. What's next? Is Mickey Mouse a big-eared boy with a shirt aversion? Bugs Bunny just a retired comedian on a strict vegetarian diet? One thing is for certain, cartoon characters can no longer be trusted, no matter how many lunchboxes they've graced.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and Dora's Growing Up. Did you see that?
Oh, God. Yeah.
I can't wait to get it on DVD.
Yeah.
So let me continue.
Sorry.
Bye, Felicia is something that I thought, we can come up with something. Like, little things. Like, what was the one I told
you about? Hey, look, Gabe is on. Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Gabe. Gabe did our promotional pictures. Gabe King Photography. And he has more coming.
Oh, yeah. And Robin Williams had a diagnosis of Parkinson's as well.
Maybe love that was the cherry to the cupcake.
Yeah.
So, Bye Felicia is going to be like the things that we know that, you know, like, that are kind of dumb about people. You want to be like, you're dismissed. That's basically what Bye Felicia means. If you have not seen the movie Friday, that is where the original thing came from, like the saying, because they had like a, what was she, like a whore or something? Cracked out.
I think she was like a crackhead.
And she was trying to borrow money, and they're like, bye, Felicia, you know, like, bye, you know, get out. So, we're going
to
end.
How did that manage to come back, like, now, after all?
Because it's been
time?
In a song or two.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Javi, I cannot fit you on my lap.
Anyway, so, we're going to start this with the song intro. Hopefully I have it in the right spot, because I didn't make the track yet.
Don't bother me right now, Felicia.
Felicia. Okay, ready? We're gonna try our first one.
You go first.
When people change lanes and then slow down in front of you. Bye, Felicia.
How about driving 45 miles in the carpool lane?
Bye, Felicia. When you are getting ready in a show and somebody is all up in your makeup box, but you can't get ready and you're before them. Bye, Felicia.
I have one today. This bugged the hell out of me. When people who are not white, people who are not black, people who are not part of the, okay. When those people use the term, my nigga, okay.
And they post it on Twitter.
Oh, no, and they're right, and they post it on Twitter and on Facebook. They're like, what's up, my nigga, or whatever. Ooh. Yeah, no, you're white, so guess
bye,
what?
Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Okay, no. No.
Oh. In fact, I don't even like using that word, so don't ever call
me. You sound stupid. You sound really stupid.
Like you're just trying to take us back in time.
Like, why? Like, you
sound ignorant.
You're this skinny little white kid. You look like you're 12. You are not gangsta. You look like Justin Bieber.
Oh, he uses it sometimes. Mm.
Oh, I have another one.
Oh, do you have another one? Go.
Justin Bieber.
Oh. Bye, Felicia. So, if y'all want to send us some Bye Felicias, can't comb your hair right. Bye, Felicia. Just go ahead and send those on and put them on our Facebook page, and we'll tell it all next week. We'll just be bye, Felicia, and all
wearing
night.
A white tennis dress with black flats.
Ooh, bye, Felicia. Dancing to Whitney Houston like this. Bye, Felicia. I got one.
Uh-oh.
Showing up to a drag show. Sitting there watching all night. All night.
And not tipping.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Felicia.
Mm. The door is that way. You go.
At least borrow 50 cents. I would take quarters.
I'll take quarters. I got no problem with that.
As long as you got enough quarters to make a dollar, I'm good.
Okay.
All right. So, that was our show. We are back. We are back. We are back. Join us.
I can't cheer anymore.
Oh my gosh.
I got nothing. It won't even.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I can't.
People are going to think something's going on in here. Because Scott's voice isn't even that deep.
I can't, it won't even come out. There's no, I know
oh,
how
you can't
it.
Do any high tone.
No. Ooh, it's awful. It's terrible.
Maybe in a couple years. Oh, they want me to post the song on the page. I will post the song on the page.
We don't own that. If Geico finds us and sues us,
I'm giving them your address. And since you posted your legal name on Facebook, I'm going to write that down, too.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, and there was that. My
name.
I forgot. I had too much other shit going on. My name was legally changed on Monday. Tomorrow, I go and get my new ID and all that happy crap, but I'm officially no longer who I was.
Well, they don't need to know that name.
No, they don't need to know that name, but I'm officially no longer who I was, so that's a good thing.
That's a better name.
It's a way better name.
Yeah.
Anything would have been better than what I was. I've been trying to get rid of that name for 20 years. Jesus.
Even if it wasn't a boy name you were changing to?
It needed
to
go.
I wonder why you didn't change it sooner.
That's it needed to. That my first name gave me so much anxiety. So much anxiety, and it has for years.
Was that your stomach grumbling thinking about it? Or was that her snoring?
It was her snoring.
Anyway, so let us thank our sponsors, which are the Phoenix Movie Bears, Whitey Tidies, Gabe King Photography, LawTruck.com. We have a short list this season. But if we want to grow that list, if you want to sponsor us, we are in need of equipment. Like, I would like to get, like, backdrops.
I would like podcast equipment.
A chair that actually is the same height.
Right, that would be nice. If anybody has, like, an old computer chair that they're not using, I would like it because I'm sitting on a tall, like,
stool,
dining room chair, and it makes my legs fall asleep.
If you want to donate lighting that you don't use in your studio anymore,
do it.
We need it.
I will turn this bedroom into like a fully functioning studio if I could. Well, it'd have to be part drag room because we're with my drag room. Scott will not let it go out of this room. Anyway, so thank you all for watching our first episode. Make sure you like, subscribe, and leave nice little comments below, and add us on Facebook. We are out of here.
Good night, everybody.
What's that like?
Don't come to me between 2 or 3 because I'm in the beauty shop, bitch. Diva! Diva!
Look at that eyebrow coming on.
Thank God it's the end of the show. Jesus Christ.
I don't know the word.
Can you do the drag thing? Can you grab
the
microphone?
Oh, thank you.
Good night, y'all.